Hello there, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, we are on the last day of a 3-day lesson, learning about our author's experiences in Australia. What animal might you see if you were to visit Australia? Well, there are several animals. But if you said kangaroo, you are absolutely right. That's the animal I was thinking of. Today, our lesson is called A Trip to the Land Down Under. And here's the question for you. What are Australians celebrating today? What are Australians celebrating today? Open up your magazines and let's go find out. Come on.
A Trip to the Land Down Under. Today, Australians commemorate their National Day, aka Australia Day, with celebrations of all kinds. Many throw meat on their barbecues at home. Some hit the beach or go on picnics, and others attend sports competitions. Many in Brisbane head to the Story Bridge, listed on the Queensland Heritage Register, where live music, Aussie-themed food vendors, and other activities await. You can also climb this landmark at twilight for a panoramic view of Brisbane and the surrounding area at the 80-meter high peak.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 heritage 这个名词。Heritage 是指过去所遗留下来的传统语言或者是建筑。例如 ,this building is an important heritage site owned by the city government. 这栋建筑是一个非常重要的文化遗产，产权隶属于市政府。或者是 ,the celebration of the harvest is a cultural heritage of this Aboriginal tribe. 丰年庆是这个原住民部落的文化遗产。课文中提到的 Heritage Register 意思是指文物登记册，也就是经由政府审定列为传统文物的名册。例如 ,the cathedral was nominated to be listed on the State Heritage Register. 这所教堂被提名要列入这个州的传统文物名册中。继续我们看的是 twilight 这个名词。twilight 是指黄昏时分。如果要说明在这个时刻的话，是用 at 这个机器词。例如 ,Martha loves to take walks in the nearby woods at twilight. Martha 喜欢在黄昏时在附近的树林散步。Twilight 也指暮色或者是微曦，例如 The lake looks so mysterious in the twilight. 在薄暮中，这座湖看起来非常有神秘感。Twilight 也指后期或者是晚年，例如 Rita wants to enjoy her twilight years, so she decided to start painting again. Rita 想要好好享受晚年生活，所以决定要重拾画笔。
Okay, so Gabe, do you know what's special about today in Australia? Like, right now?
Right now.
Well, this day, yeah.
Right now, well, it's January 26th, so that means it's a nice day to go to the beach and have some barbecue and fish and chips.
Gabe, no, that's not what I was thinking.
Oh.
Today, Australians commemorate their National Day, a.k.a. Australia Day.
Australia Day. Well, happy Australia Day for all those Australians who might be watching or listening to our show.
And guess what?
Yeah.
We can celebrate too, because that is the answer to the question I asked earlier. Today, Australians celebrate Australia Day.
You said we can celebrate?
Yeah, so we can celebrate because
we found the answer. Oh, we found the answer,
yeah.
So we can celebrate.
Yeah.
Good, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would love to be in Australia right now celebrating Australia Day. I think that would be a lot of fun. So let's continue here. They commemorate their national day, Australia Day, with celebrations of all kinds. Many throw meat on their barbecues at home. Some hit the beach or go on picnics, and others attend sports competitions. So, Rebecca, it sounds like there's a lot to do on Australia Day.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I really like this word, to throw. Like, many throw meat on their barbecues at home. Now, oftentimes when I hear the word throw, I think of a ball. Uh-huh. I'm going to take this ball, and I'm going to make the ball go through the air. I'm going to throw it. But here in our lesson, people are not actually tossing meat onto the barbecue. It's just another way of saying to put the meat on the barbecue.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting way to use this word, because I'm like you, Rebecca. I think of maybe throwing something away, throwing it into the trash can, right, where you're actually throwing it. But here they're just putting meat on the barbecue. Friends, you can use this word throw to talk about other things too. For example, if someone tells you, throw some sheets on the bed, they don't mean to just throw the sheets on the bed. They mean that you should tuck the sheets in and make the bed ready for someone to sleep in. Or maybe you might say, I was in a rush, and so I just threw some clothes on and went out the door. That means you got dressed. You threw some clothes on.
And those are some great examples.
Thanks.
So many throw meat on their barbecues at home. Some hit the beach or go on picnics. Now let's talk about that word, to hit. Now, once again, this is a fun word. People aren't actually hitting the beach like, with a stick or anything. This just means that they are going to the beach.
That's right. So what else can you hit? How else can you use this word? Maybe if you're going hiking and you get out of your car, everyone's kind of taking their time getting ready, and someone might say, okay, guys, let's hit the trail. Let's get onto the trail. Or a more common phrase is hit the road. Let's hit the road. That means let's get in our car and start driving down the road.
That's right. So people might hit the beach or go on picnics, and others attend sports competitions. Well, many in Brisbane head to the Story Bridge, listed on the Queensland Heritage Register. Do you know what that is?
It's a pretty important register, Rebecca.
Well, basically, it just has a list of places in Queensland, Australia, where people can go visit. And guess what?
What's up?
Currently, there are 1,600 places in the register.
That's not in our lesson.
No, that's just additional information that I'm sharing with you.
Oh, thanks, Rebecca. Look at that. I love that. Every time I see the word heritage somewhere, it makes the thing seem really, really important, like a World Heritage Site or the Queensland Heritage Register. I love that we talk about them so much in our lessons.
Right. Well, you might find some live music, Aussie-themed food vendors, and other activities await. You can also climb this landmark at twilight for a panoramic view of Brisbane and the surrounding area.
Oh. Yeah. That reminds me of my trip to Greece.
Okay,
Okay. Tell us what a panoramic view is.
Well, that's just when you get a view of a very wide area.
Okay, so my trip to Greece. Yes, my sister and I went to an island off the coast of Greece called Paros, and we drove a scooter all the way to the top of a mountain when it was sunset, and we had a nice panoramic view of the island and the ocean surrounding the island. It was amazing.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Well, you can also get a panoramic view in Australia. Now, earlier we saw the word Aussie. Aussie. Mm-hmm. What's up with the E-E sound in Aussie?
Rebecca, you're asking an interesting question that can only be answered in
the Info Cloud.
Good day. Welcome to InfoCloud. Friends, today we want to break out of our usual English program and take some time down under.
Down under is a term that refers to Australia and New Zealand, which is in the southern hemisphere, or down under other countries.
Most non-Australian English speakers have a hard time understanding some parts of Australian English. Australians will shorten a lot of words to have an E sound.
So, Australian becomes Aussie, breakfast becomes brekkie, and a barbecue becomes Barbie.
They also shorten words to have an O sound, so ambulance becomes ambo, and afternoon becomes arvo, or vegetarian becomes veggio.
And, of course, Australians have their own words, like Sheila for girl or bloke for guy. But no worries, Aussies are more than happy to help translate their English for you.
I think it can be discouraging to study another language and then go to a country where they speak that language only to discover that you don't understand anything.
That can be discouraging, but remember, people from different regions have unique ways of using language, and even native speakers can have a hard time understanding English in other countries.
前几年，我曾经跟一位来自中国大陆河南地区的老爷爷聊天，虽然都是说中文，但我完全听不懂他在说什么。我们说英文也可能遇到相同的状况。如果有机会到澳洲旅游的话，你必须要了解澳洲人的一些惯用语，才能够明白他们的意思。例如，他们常用 e 和 o 的音节来缩短一些字，像是 breakfast 早餐变成 brekkie， barbecue 变成 barbie， 但不是芭比娃娃，而是烤肉的意思。另外，如果有人受伤要你马上叫 ambo， 它指的是 ambulance。救护车，还有许多我们不熟悉的用语，如果听不懂，不要觉得英文不好，问一下当地人就可以明白了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you like?Celebrations that have barbecues and lots of food? Do you like to go to the beach and enjoy a picnic? If so, today would be a great day for you to go to Australia. They are celebrating Australia Day with lots of celebrations. Hey, did someone say something about fireworks? Well, let's find out right now.
A trip to the land down under. You may even catch a glimpse of the fireworks. As summer is nearing its end and schools will be starting shortly, everyone is out enjoying themselves. Of course, no visit to Brisbane is complete without a jaunt to the Gold Coast and its star attraction, the beaches, including Surfer's Paradise.The entire area is breathtaking, and along with surfing, water activities abound, including snorkeling and diving. One can also take in Wet n Wild for water slides, Paradise Country for a wildlife experience, and Warner Brothers Movie World to meet cartoon characters. So, for adventure in winter or summer, head down under.
OK, 继续我们看 jaunt 这个名词。jaunt 是指短程的旅行、游览或者是远足。例如 ,our family took a jaunt to the beach last Saturday. 我们一家人上周六去海边走走。或者是 Patrick took a motorbike jaunt around the island last summer. Patrick 去年暑假的时候骑机车环岛旅行。jaunt 也可以当动词。例如 ,after quitting his job, Mark took some time off and went jaunting around Europe.此之后 ,Mark 休息一段时间在欧洲各地旅游。最后我们看的是 abound 这个动词。abound 是指大量存在或者是有很多。例如 ,rumors abound about why the celeb couple got divorced. 这对名人夫妇分手的理由众说纷纭。如果要说明某个地方充满了某个事物的话用 in 这个介系词。例如 ,honeymooners abound in this tropical getaway. 这个热带度假胜地充满了度蜜月的夫妇，或者是 delicious street food abounds in this night market， 这个夜市有好多好吃的路边摊。如果要把地方放在这样的句子前面的话，就是用 with 这个介系词，例如 the coastal area abounds with great seafood restaurants， 这个海岸地区有好多很棒的海鲜餐厅。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Oh, now look at this. Did someone say fireworks?
Oh, I love fireworks.
Well, no one said fireworks.
Oh.
Our lesson did, though.
Well, you're getting me excited, Rebecca, for nothing, because we're here in the studio, not in Australia, where we can see fireworks.
You're right. But right now, at this moment, some Australians might be watching fireworks.
I think you might be right. You can catch a glimpse of fireworks on Australia Day, of course. As summer is nearing its end and schools will be starting shortly, everyone is out enjoying themselves.
And let's take a look at this phrase, to near its end. What does this mean? Well, it just means that something is coming close to being done or finished.
So, for example, you know, we're over halfway through our lesson today. We're nearing the end of our lesson. But we have more to talk about. We went on a hike on a trail, mm-hmm. and we saw a snake as we neared the end of the trail.
Well, thank goodness it was near the end of the trail and not in the middle somewhere.
Oh, yeah, then you might be scared that you might see more snakes.
Right. So it all worked out. Well, we see another word in this sentence that we want to talk about, and that is the word shortly. Shortly just means very soon.
And so we use this word. It's a very common word to use. You might say, dinner will be ready shortly, or I'm on the phone. I'll be with you shortly.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay, see you later. Okay, so that's a great word. Great words in that sentence. Practice using them. Nearing its end and shortly. Moving on. Of course, no visit to Brisbane is complete without a jaunt to the Gold Coast and its star attraction. That's kind of a fun word, jaunt. Right? I don't often use that word, but it just means journey.
That's great. Let's talk about star attraction, though.
Oh, star attraction. What is a star attraction? This is just something that is very popular. Some people might even say it's the most popular attraction or the most popular thing that everyone wants to go to.
Okay, so for example, perhaps at the Australia Zoo, and especially in the Crocoseum, the crocodiles are the star attraction, right? Or, Rebecca, have you ever been to the Gugong?
Gugong.
Yeah, Gugong.
Where's Gugong?
The National Palace Museum.
No.
You should go.
You should
check out the star attraction, which is a jade cabbage.
You're kidding, right?
It's pretty small, but that's the star attraction. That's what's most famous at the Gugong Museum, right?
Okay, well, I guess I'm just going to have to check out the National Palace Museum sometime and check out that star attraction. Now, of course, what is the star attraction in Australia? The beaches.
Yes, the beaches, including Surfer's Paradise. Now, I just have to tell you, mm-hmm. from what I've heard from Australians, this is not where professional surfers go. Even though it's called Surfer's Paradise, and it's a very nice beach, I've been there, but that's not where people go when they really want to surf, or that's not where the pros go.
Oh, where do the pros go?
You know, I'm not sure. And there are places to surf on Surfer's Paradise, but there's a lot of other beaches where you can surf as well. Rebecca, would you like to go to Surfer's Paradise?
Well, if there's a beach there, I'm sure there is. You can definitely count on me to go there when I go to Australia. Well, continuing on, the entire area is breathtaking. I can see it now in my mind. And along with surfing, water activities abound, including snorkeling and diving.
Oh, yeah. And you can also enjoy slip and slides. Those are a lot of fun. Actually, it's called Wet and Wild Water Slides, Paradise Country for a Wildlife Experience, and amusement parks like the Warner Brothers Movie World to meet cartoon characters.
So for adventure in winter or summer, Head Down Under, Australia. Okay, well, right now we need to review today's lesson with a
review skit. Where am I? What happened to winter?
It's summer here in Australia.
What? How did I find myself in Australia?
Brisbane, Australia, to be exact. The capital city of Queensland on the Sunshine Coast.
Brisbane? Oh, what a big city.
It's the third largest in the country, but it exudes a small town atmosphere. It's friendly and easy to get around.
Well, what can I do here in Brisbane?
Plenty. You can visit the Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary.
Koala Sanctuary?
Yes. Take a boat cruise along the Brisbane River to get there.
And see koalas?
Koalas and Australia's other iconic animals. Kangaroos, raptors, platypus, and Tasmanian devil.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Of course, no trip to the Gold Coast would be complete without a visit to the Australia Zoo.
The Crocodile Hunter Zoo?
Yes. Steve Irwin's family has expanded it to house over 1,000 animals.
Are there crocodiles?
Crocodiles and more crocodiles. Take in a show at the Crocoseum.
Crocoseum?
See jaw-snapping saltwater crocs and other reptiles. See roos and their joeys and wallabies and pandas.
What an adventure!
Don't miss it.
Well, what else can I do here?
Lots of things, so rent a car. But remember to drive on the left side of the road.
Well, that will be a challenge.
Celebrate summer while you're here. Throw some meat on the barbecue, hit the beach, have a picnic, and attend sports events.
Well, let the activities begin.
Yeah, you might want to take off that silly hat and that winter coat. Aren't you hot?
Good idea.
Yeah. Do that first before you do anything else.
Okay, Rebecca, we've talked about Australia, the land down under, for 3 days now. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it make you really want to go?
Hey, I wanted to go to Australia before I read this lesson.
Right. Well, you should go check out Brisbane and Sydney and a lot of other cities. Make sure you go to the Great Barrier Reef for scuba diving soon.
Oh, I better do that. Well, friends, do you want to go to the land down under? Maybe you should, too. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.